Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today's podcast is on depression, but it's on the costs of depression. Now, if you go back and listen to my earlier podcast, two of my previous podcasts were on depression, but today I'm going to talk about what it really costs us as a society. We know, according to research, that about $40 billion a year is lost to absenteeism and lowered productivity of workers, and direct treatment costs of depression. So it's rather costly. A study, by the way, by the First Chicago Corporation indicated that they spent as much on treatment of these claims to how much they actually spent on the treatment of heart disease. So it's a rather expensive proposition. We have a study also by Dr. Walter Stewart from the Outcomes Research Institute in Danville, Pennsylvania. And he reported that depressed workers were away from their work 5.6 hours a week. Non-depressed workers were away from their work about 1.5 hours a week. And of course, he reported that workers who were depressed, even though they were at work, were more unproductive. And he estimated that 81% of the loss due to corporations is due to the fact that these workers are less productive because they can't concentrate, they're not focusing well, they're not making decisions, their energy levels are low, and so they're really not working up to their full potential. Now, we know that 80% of patients who are depressed can be successfully treated with a combination of medication and therapy. And I guess what I'm suggesting is that if you're depressed, or if you know somebody who's depressed, it might be advisable to talk to them or seek treatment. And I guess I'll just go over the symptoms again that you might want to look at. And so here they are quickly. Now, if you have five or more of these symptoms for more than 2 weeks, and it has to be, you know, an extended time, I'm talking about a day or two, for more than 2 weeks, then you might be depressed. And here they are. You feel persistently sad, anxious, or have that empty mood. You're sleeping too little, early morning wakening, or you're sleeping too much. You have reduced appetite and weight loss, or increased appetite and weight gain. You have loss of interest in activities you once enjoyed, including sex. You feel restless and irritable. Persistent physical symptoms that don't respond to treatment, such as headaches, chronic pain, or digestive disorders, difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions, fatigue or loss of energy, feeling guilty, hopeless, or worthless, and thoughts of suicide or death. If you have these symptoms, you may seek treatment because it's going to affect you and it's going to affect your employer and your employment status. And just for my own, you know, political position, this is the point where I want to push for parity for psychological services. You know, make psychological help equally accessible as medical physical help, because these problems are big, pervasive, and they cost us in many, many different ways. Anyway, this is Dr. Gurr again, and you can see more of me, more about me, on my website at www.drsgurr.com. Bye-bye.